Now, this is the beginning of the ABC, right? So, how do we begin? What is ABC of godliness? What is godliness? There is a young man, a very handsome, nice-looking young man by the name, something like godliness, sitting here. Where is he? Hey, where are you? Yes, there he is. Will you please stand up? Tell us what your name means. He doesn't understand. What is godly? What does godly mean? Holiness? Holy person. So, you cannot touch him, then he will become unholy, right? Okay, thank you. Have a seat. Now, somebody else want to help me out to tell me what is godliness? Now, as I looked through the various translations of the Bible, I find that there is a particular Sanskrit word which is also used in many Indian languages, and that word is bhakti. Is that a word in Marathi? Is there a word like that in Marathi? What does it mean? Okay, worshipping. That's one good idea. And holiness is another. If you are worshipping, you have to worship in holiness. That's another idea. Any other idea? The floor is open, not for uncles and aunties, only for those of us who are young, people like me and all of these people. Don't look at my hair, look at my face. Okay, good. So, what's godliness? Some other word. What does it mean to you? Are you a godly person? If you are, say yes, like this. If you are not, show like this. Okay, tell me, what does it mean to you? Yeah, you're the one. Yes. No, the one next to you. Yes. Loud and clear. What's godliness to you? It means bhakti, it means holiness, it means worshipping. It means something else. Okay, have a seat, your time is up. How about you? Yeah, tell me. Some other expression. Godliness. Okay, alright. So we can use all of these words. Words like bhakti, devotion. Devotion means you are totally, absolutely. Are you listening? Totally, absolutely, unconditionally, without any reservation, given to God. That's tough, isn't it? That's why we are here. We want to learn how to do it. And this week, God helping us, we are going to think about the various aspects of how we can devote ourselves totally. Next word. Completely. Unconditionally, without reservation, to God. Because the enemy is out there with his friends, flesh and the world, and they want us. And we go to church on Sunday and give ourselves from 9 until 12, it is to God. Right? On the way back, it is to WhatsApp. WhatsApp. In the evening, it is to what? Roti and roti and chicken curry. After that, again WhatsApp. You never get bored with WhatsApp. After that, and we keep going all through the next 6 days, lots of these enemies, agents are out there trying to make us devoted to them. And our God is a jealous God, positively. He doesn't want us to be lost to those enemies of God. He wants us to give ourselves totally, completely, unconditionally, without reservation to Him. And we are here to learn how we can be godly, we can devote ourselves totally, completely, unconditionally, without reservation. Catch these words. Because God doesn't accept 50% worship. Does He? He doesn't accept 50% worship. He doesn't accept our giving little bit to God and the rest to the enemies of God. Remember when people who tried to catch Jesus in some kind of a trick, and they asked about paying tax to Caesar, right? Is that right? Put your hand down. I want to see your face. Okay. Everybody look at me. Don't look at her. Look at me. Now, they said, is it right to give tax to Caesar? Jesus said, give unto Jesus what belongs to Him. Give unto God what belongs to Him. Now, that's a very interesting expression Jesus made. Because the coin, the 10 rupees, 5 rupees, whatever coin you have, has the sign of or the image of the government, the king or the president or the prime minister. And then you and I have some other image. What is that image? Your uncle, you're not qualified to answer. Yeah. You don't look at my hair, I look at your hair. You and I have another image. What's that image? God created us in His own image. So God says, you take anything, if it has the Caesar's image, give it to Caesar. If it has world's image, give it to world. If it has God's image, give it only to God. And that is what is called devotion. You are totally, completely, unconditionally, without reservation, unreservedly, if you want to use that word, given to God. And that is what is called devotion. Anything less than that is not acceptable to God. God says, I don't want you to say, oh, you are my everything, you are my all, and then go and do everything else. That's not acceptable. You give me 3 hours of your time every week, the rest of the 100 and how many hours? 100 and? There's nobody who is an expert on math. Abby, how many hours? 160? 3 hours to God, how many hours a week left over? 24 into 7. 168. So, minus 3? 165. Very good math. So, 165 hours, you give it to whatever you like, God says, it's not acceptable. I don't want. You go with a pseudo-satisfaction. With a satisfaction that looks like satisfaction, but not really satisfaction. But then, you are not giving yourself to me. I want you to be totally devoted to me and to me only. Is that reasonable? Is that reasonable? God, 168 hours, you want me to give everything to you? Yeah. Because you are mine and everything you have has to be mine. That's what God says. So, godliness means devotion, bhakti, holiness, worship. Anything else? Any other word? I want to try another word. Commitment. You are totally, completely, unreservedly, unconditionally committed to God. That is godliness. And we have a lot of verses which explain this beautiful desire of God that we become godly. We are committed to Him. And all this week, we are going to meditate on this particular word and how we would be devoted to God. Now, then comes ABC. What is ABC? A, B, C. What's ABC? I can't hear. Somebody loud. The first three letters of English. Is that? What? What is the sense of ABC? ABC is? What's ABC? ABC is the starting point, right? The starting point. When we start something, we say, this is the ABC of everything. So now we are talking about the starting point in bhakti, in devotion, in godliness. So I thought I just sort of juggle around with those three letters. Right? The first letter A, right? Is that right? Yes. What does A stand for? I can't hear you. Assembly? Something simpler. Apple. A is for apple. B for? What? B for banana. That's good thinking. You look like you're a good eater like me. What does A stand for? Some other connotation for A. A for? I wish I have that cordless mic so I could come into you guys. Because I can't hear you.
Checked.
Okay. What is A? What does A stand for you? Somebody? How old are you? 14. So, what is that? What is that? What is 14? Age. Okay, that's good. Is that, you like that? Age. So, A stands for age. Now, age means something else. Age means you have a think creatively with me. You Mumbaiites have all the brains of India. Now, come on, talk. Something more glamorous, something more exciting, thrilling. What? Birthday! That's right. Age is related to birthday. So when you talk about ABC, we want to talk about age. We want to talk about birthday. How many birthdays you have? 3, 4, 5.
12.
She has 12 birthdays. Oh, okay. All right, somebody else. You have
2.
He has 2 birthdays. So, how many you have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many you have? 5. Are you confused? How many birthdays you have? If you don't answer, that uncle is very eager to answer. He is just ready to answer. How many birthdays you have? Can't hear you. 2. Okay. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yes, 2. Only one will not do. Born again means salvation. How many have you? 2. The age is talking about birthday. Now the Bible is a very interesting book. The Bible doesn't give much importance to our first birthday. The first birthday has become sort of null and void, because our forefathers joined, our first grandfather, grandmother, they joined ranks with the enemy. Understand? So God said, your first birthday, no good. You need to have a second birth. Right? So when this religious leader, expert, what's his name? Nicodemus, right? He went to Jesus. Jesus talked about the second birthday. He didn't understand. But it was there all through the Bible. Right? There were 2 boys. God rejected the first birthday of Cain. Took the second birth of Abel. Abel, right? Right? God rejected Ishmael, the firstborn, and God accepted the secondborn, Isaac. God rejected the first birth of Esau, and he took the second birth of Jacob. God rejected the first birth of Manasseh. Whose son was Manasseh? Joseph's son. God rejected Manasseh and he gave his greatest blessings on Ephraim. So birthday is very, very, very important. And age is very important. But then, what is most important is that we must be absolutely sure about the second birthday. If you are not sure about your second birthday, your first birthday is not important to God. Only your second birthday is important to God. You must have your second birthday. Do you all have a second birthday? Is there someone sitting here who doesn't have a second birthday? Do you have a second birthday?
2014 only, 24th January.
24th January 2014. Praise the Lord, right? Nobody is saying praise the Lord? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, we all ought to have a second birthday. Age. So, how old are you? 1. February, March, April, 3.5 months old. The small little baby, right? Right? Yes. How old are you? No. Do you have a second birthday? No. So we need to talk about it. The second birthday comes to you when you are born again into the family of God through Jesus Christ. Second birthday comes when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior after you acknowledge that you are a sinner and Jesus died for your sins on the cross of Calvary. So when you trust Jesus, He will forgive you of all your sins as you confess it and repent of it. And He will give you a new beginning. And that new beginning is your second birthday. And if you do not have a second birthday, the first step in ABC for godliness is that second birth. Do you have a second birthday? Do you have one? So we need to talk about it. Come to me after the class, during dinner, with your plate, sit with me, we will talk about it. But it is very, very important that you have a second birthday. Alright, be sure about it. But then as you are born again, you need to, what do you have to do? Be a naughty boy, right? Be a rough girl. Is that right? Then what? What do? You have to cry, right? Are you crying? You're not crying. You need to cry. So then only your spiritual lungs will expand. You need to cry, you need to roll over, you need to get cleaned up, you need to have something to drink, and you need to sleep and rest and enjoy the love of that Jesus who gave you that second birth. That is what we need to have as we grow. When you are born, you need to grow and slowly become matured in Jesus Christ. And that is the step that we take in order to become godly. In order to become not him, but godly. In order to be godly, you need to be born again and you need to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. What is your food? What's your food? Biryani? Word of God. Word of God is your food. Word of God is your bread as well as your milk, and then your bread, milk. Yeah, somebody said it. Honey, it's your honey. Wonderful and marvelous is Jesus to me. Sweeter than the honey in the honeycomb we see. So honey, you take the bread, you take the milk, you take the honey of the Word of God and you grow spiritually and you go from age to age to age and grow in Jesus Christ. That's A. Good. We don't have much time, so I must quickly go forward. B stands for what? So we covered A, right? A, age, second birthday, growth, maturity. Ready? Agreed? B stands for what? B. B stands for? Any idea? What? Blessings, yeah, that's good. You need to be a blessed person. You should be a blessed person. Blessed person means what? Blessed person means a happy person. The word blessed in the New Testament is often used, translated from the Greek, original Greek, from the word makarios. Heard that before? Makarios means internal bliss which would fill you to overflowing. Do I look happy? Or just happy? Do I look happy? Or just happy? Is he happy? Is he showing it? Yeah. So, the B is blessed. Blessed means? Blessed mean? Happy. Happy like who? Will you stand up? Turn around. Yeah, you. Yeah. Look at her. Look at them also. Is she happy? Oh, our uncle. Please, uncle, stand up. Let us see you. See how happy he is? So, okay, thank you. Have a seat. Now, blessed, happy people. Now, you are born again. You are growing. You are eating, drinking eternal word of God and the honey, the milk, the bread, and you are growing into maturity and you are expressing it. That expression is happiness. That is blessedness. And God wants all of us to be blessed. If you go to God completely, absolutely, unconditionally, and you go with a gloomy face, He doesn't recognize you. He says, something is wrong with you guys. You are pretending. You are coming here for some official purpose. Because daddy and mommy say, if you don't go for meeting, no lunch today. Okay, I go for meeting. I go and sit there with a gloomy face and look at nobody and then come back. Okay, I went to meeting. Give me my lunch. Now, that is not the idea. The idea is that when you become filled with Jesus and His Word, when you are enjoying the honey of Jesus and the Word, when you are appreciating and tasting the milk of Jesus and His Word, you become filled with Jesus and you become blessed. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? Are you blessed, Malai? Are you blessed? What do I call you? Muni? Muni, are you blessed? If you are a blessed person, show it. Now in the ABC of godliness, you cannot go with a gloomy face. Some people go to meetings with a gloomy face. And Jesus will say what? This boy, he has come with some grievance. He is not happy. He is murmuring, irritated, angry, upset, jealous. And some beautiful girl comes to meeting and she looks very gloomy. Is she beautiful anymore? Is she? No, she's gloomy, irritated, angry, upset. She's not expressing her happiness. So ABC. A, B. B for blessedness. And B for? Any other word? Any other word? Would you like to give another word? How about beauty? What kind of beauty? What kind of beauty? Beauty, internal beauty. The beauty that Jesus will find in you when He looks into you. You can pretend to be smiling with two dimples on both cheeks. Jesus doesn't look at that. He is looking into the heart to see if we are really beautiful inside. Beautiful means what? Beautiful means what? Beautiful means what? Spotless. Right? Spotless. No speck. No dark shade. You know how when you want to be beautiful, you put that pink shade on your face, right? Is that right? You don't put that? What shade do you put? Okay. So you have to put Jesus shade of happiness. So that your internal person will become beautiful. Highly committed, unconditional, given to Jesus. That is the beauty that He is looking for you. And He is looking at you every day, every time, every moment. And He knows how spiritually beautiful you are. We need to be conscious of that, and we need to go to the mirror of the Word of God, examine ourselves, and then use the mirror, the power of the Word of God to give us the beauty of Jesus, so that when He looks at you, you will be beautiful. You'll be beautiful. Okay, A, B, and C. One more word. One more letter, one more word. Anybody? C. C stands for what? C stands for carrot, right? A is for apple, B is for banana, C is for carrot. Eh? Not cat. These are all. Do they go well together? Apple and banana and chicken, do they go together? Is that how you make a Mumbai pizza? C stands for child. You are a child of God already. C stands for character. Character. The character means that when you say yes, you mean yes, and you say no, and you mean no. When the world comes to knock at the door of your heart, asking you to open it for all its filth to go inside, you say no. When the Word of God comes to knock at your door to enrich you, strengthen you, encourage you, bless you, you say yes. Whatever that the Bible says, you say yes. Whatever that the world says, you say no. That is character. Character means you don't change your mind. You stay on for whatever God wants you to take a stand on. And there are so many more things that we need to think about during this week. We will be thinking about all of this, and I will be talking to you, and some other uncles will also talk to you, and personally some of the aunties will talk to the girls, some of the uncles will talk to the boys, and we'll all be talking a lot and enjoying. But remember, second birthday and everything related to that, A, beauty and blessings of your soul, that is B, Christian character, that is C, ABC of godliness. So with all of this, like, the maturity that God gives you, the beauty that Jesus gives you, the character that He helps you to develop, will all put together to make you want to be totally devoted to Jesus Christ. That is godliness. So, ABC of godliness, you understand? You understand? May God help us to understand these things much better in the days to come, so that we would be prepared to continue to be totally, completely for God. Unconditionally, without reservation, absolutely given to Jesus Christ. And that's our agenda for the week. And I want to request that you all pray to God. God, speak to me. God, talk to me. God, help me to understand. God, help me to concentrate. Some of you have a problem in concentrating. Pray that God will help you to concentrate, so that you will focus completely on God's Word and learn to become godly, so that the ABC of godliness will become a reality in your life. Are you happy? May the Lord help you to keep yourself happy in Him during these days, and also in all the days of your lives. Thank you for listening to me. And now one of the uncles will come and close the meeting, and then we will have a dinner, and then we come back at 8:15 and all the rest of it. All right. Thank you.